Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about practical steps from Claire Weeks to embrace anxiety. Again, this is part two of acceptance. And if you missed part one, that's 997, where I talked about the insights on acceptance and overcoming anxiety from the Claire Weeks point of view. Now, Dr. Claire Weeks' revolutionary approach to anxiety emphasizes the transformative power of acceptance. And in today's episode, we're going to explore the practical steps and practices inspired by Dr. Weeks' teachings, guiding us all on the path to embracing anxiety and fostering calm acceptance. I want you to hear those words, calm acceptance. So first off, we want to educate ourselves and we want to acquire knowledge about anxiety. And anyone listening to this show, I know, is already doing that. This would have been important for me to see because back in the day, it was hard to acquire knowledge about anxiety. I had to stumble around for a long time trying to find information on actually what was even going on with me. So understand the physiological processes and mechanisms behind anxiety. And we talk a lot about that here in other episodes. Knowledge becomes your armor, helping you confront anxiety with a sense of understanding rather than fear. Can you see the difference there? These are all the little tiny directional changes that we have to take, moving from fear to understanding. We learn something new every single day, and I have learned so much from doing the show. Not only do I know what worked for me, now I know what works and helps thousands of people. And when I'm doing all my research, I ran into the polyvagal theory, and that's from Dr. Stephen Porges, and I found it very helpful in working with anxiety. In the polyvagal theory, Dr. Porges describes the process in which our neural circuits read cues of danger in our environment as neuroception. And through this process of neuroception, we are experiencing the world in a way in which we are involuntarily scanning situations and people to determine if they are safe or dangerous. Now, I know that this involuntarily scanning situations and people to determine if they are safe or dangerous will sound very familiar to many of you. That is where I lived. I was scanning. And this is what we do naturally. And understanding this polyvagal theory and that this is not something broken or wrong with us, but how can we work with it and get through and cope in different ways is really relieving, because for a lot of people, they get like a diagnosis or somebody tells them they're maybe not even an official diagnosis that they have anxiety, and it sounds so scary and life-threatening and you're weird and broken and wrong, and you're not. Your brain is doing what it needs to do. We just need to make some little changes along the way to help you get to the other side. And acceptance is a huge piece of this. And acceptance starts with acknowledging and facing our anxious feelings. And we discussed a lot of this in episode 987 and 988 when I was talking about facing anxiety from Claire Weeks's point of view. Now, instead of suppressing or avoiding our anxious feelings, you want to allow yourself to experience these emotions and feelings without judgment. Those are key words, without judgment. Most of us are not doing that. If we're staying in the fear, anxiety, fear cycle, we are not there because we are not judging ourselves. We are telling ourselves a story about ourselves. So I want you to recognize that these feelings that are coming up, these anxious feelings, are a part of you, but they do not define you. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So Dr. Weeks coined the term second fear. You heard me talk a little bit about that in episode 997 to describe the additional fear individuals create around their anxiety, intensifying the cycle. This is like wood on the fire. These are logs on the fire. This keeps it going and raging. Identify instances where you add unnecessary fear to your anxiety. Run that through your mind. Maybe even journal about that. It might be interesting to see. Awareness is the first step in breaking the cycle or interrupting the cycle. Another way to be more aware is to be more mindful and practice that through meditation, through sitting with this mind, being with this mind that is causing us some struggle because we are reacting to it. We can become more mindful through our meditation practice. Lots of shows here about that for you. Now, actively work on stopping the fear associated with the anxiety. So we're not going to stop the situations. This is where people usually go. They just stop driving. They stop going to the grocery store. They stop going in elevators or on planes, taking medicine, going to the doctor, whatever your thing is. We all have it. You want to understand that you want to work on stopping the fear that's associated with the anxiety, not the activities. It's the fear that's the problem, not the plane. Understand that fear fuels the cycle and it weakens your ability to overcome it at the same time. So you're not just causing the little fire to roar when you throw more logs on it. You are also weakening your own ability to overcome it at the same time because you are retreating or coming up with very unhealthy coping mechanisms. So make a conscious decision to stop feeding into the fearful thoughts and responses. This is not Pollyanna. This is health. This is well-being. This is self-care. Make that conscious decision to stop feeding into those fearful thoughts and responses. Stop and ask yourself if you are throwing another log on the anxious fire. Dr. Weeks emphasizes the importance of the initial desire to be unafraid. Even if you still experience fear, make up your mind to wish for freedom from it. This is a fascinating part of her ability to help people get through this and come out the other side and live a peaceful life. The initial desire to be unafraid. So even if you're still experiencing the fear, make up your mind to wish for freedom from it. I would see that inside me as a prayer. Other people would see it as an affirmation. So look at it however serves you best, but feel that desire to be unafraid. This simple wish sets the stage for the journey toward calm acceptance. Now, this is big with Clear Weeks. That's where we're going toward. Calm acceptance. We're not white-knuckling it. Desire can go a long way when we're trying to get ourselves started on a new and unfamiliar path. We have to have that desire. In the business world, everybody would say, what's your why? Why do you want to do this? That will be the fuel that keeps you going forward. Dr. Weeks highlights that calm acceptance is the ultimate goal. Although challenging, direct your thoughts toward acceptance. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel anxious. This is where a big part of the problem comes in. We think, oh my God, I shouldn't feel like this. This means something's wrong with me. I'm broken. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Nothing is wrong with you. It is okay to feel anxious. And remind yourself also that you are not striving for instant results. Calm acceptance will follow in time. Now, remember in the last show I said, practice makes progress. We're not looking for perfection. Understand that acceptance is not merely putting up with anxiety. We're not putting up with it. We're not just living with it, sweating through each day. Another way of saying it is, I want you to stop white-knuckling your way through. I have worked with many, many professionals who have very high-power jobs that have been white-knuckling through their anxiety for many years, and they are exhausted. And I was the one to tell them, you don't have to white-knuckle your way through anymore. You can get through this. You're not going to put up with it anymore. You're going to have calm acceptance of this issue and get through the other side. Because acceptance is a proactive step that calms the mind, slowing down the flow of adrenaline. This is our mind working on our body. Nothing else. There was nothing from the outside that made that flow of adrenaline happen. It most likely was your interpretation of what that thing was, or even nothing outside you at all, just your mind conjuring up all kinds of scary negative thoughts that gets the body into a state of fight or flight. I want you to learn how to distinguish between passively enduring anxiety and actively accepting it to initiate your true recovery. You don't have to endure this. You don't have to put up with it or white knuckle it. You can actively accept what is going on and move on to the next level. When panic or frightening symptoms arise, and they will, they will. Life does not stop happening because we are working on our anxiety. I want you to challenge your natural instincts to tense up and resist. That's what we are built like that. Why? For survival. But the way the body is working now is not in tune with this life that we are living here in 2024. Our email notifications are not tigers baring their teeth at us. They are emails, but our body is reacting in the same way. So that's a perfect place for you to challenge your natural instinct to tense up and resist. Instead, I want you to adopt a different attitude, one of, okay, come on then, do your worst, but I am not going to respond to your nonsense. That's a direct quote from Claire Weeks. I'll say it again from Claire Weeks. Okay, come on then, do your worst, but I am not going to respond to your nonsense. When that heart starts beating and your hands start sweating and your breath is getting short and you are simply sitting there at your computer looking at your email, this is the perfect time to tell it, bring it on. Or you're running away. I used to want to run away from it. I felt like I had to run away. I needed to stop and turn around and face it and then say to it, okay, come on then, do your worst, but I'm not going to respond to your nonsense. It's a whole change of attitude, and the mind and the body will respond. It's amazing. So challenge the instinct to fight, and instead embrace a mindset of acceptance. This is what is happening. And now, true acceptance involves relaxing into the feelings and letting go of the need to struggle against them. Many of us who struggle for a long time with anxiety have, you know, we have different parts of our personality that probably helped us to get to that place, which are things like we like to control things. We might be people who don't want to let go. We want to struggle and figure everything out and make it perfect, and that can get us into a lot of trouble. So true acceptance involves you relaxing into the feeling and letting go of that need to struggle against those feelings. Imagine it as floating in the water to recover rather than fighting against the current. Let go and let the current take you. It's okay. Let go and float. We don't want to fight against the current. The complete giving up of doing anything is key to embracing calm acceptance. Giving up of doing anything. You don't need to do anything. Let go. Doing and fixing and trying to control, those are the things that may have gotten us deeper down the wormhole. So now it's our job to give that up. Understand that recovery from anxiety is a super gradual process that will require time and persistence. Impatience is a common symptom of nervous illness or anxiety or chronic stress, however you want to say it. So I want you to practice patience with yourself. Each step toward acceptance is a seed of recovery. By incorporating these practical steps and practices inspired by the wonderful Dr. Claire Weeks, we can all embark on a transformative journey toward embracing anxiety with calm acceptance. As you integrate these principles into your daily life, remember that each person's path to recovery is going to be unique, and progress is made one step at a time. You can do this. And now for today's quote. A setback is part of recovery, and that's from Claire Weeks. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.